Hi there, folks. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, the online business internet marketing podcast center. Hello and welcome. Good morning. Good afternoon. Maybe, of course, I should be saying good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world right now. Hello and welcome. Thank you for taking the time to stop by and have a listen to today's audio. It's our little quick tip on our mini-series, How to Learn Internet Marketing, and this is number 5. Now, I'm going to give you a quick wrap-up of what we've got so far, and then I'll give you point number 5, which is going to be the last in this little series, and you're going to be absolutely blown away and really surprised by the simplicity of what it is today. But of course, we began, I told you the story earlier up of how it was that I came across and decided to record this little mini-series. Very simply, I noticed through my Google alerts that the phrase learn internet marketing had gathered a momentum, a wave of increase over the last 90 days. More and more people were actually looking to learn internet marketing. It was on the upsurge, 80% increase. In fact, my research showed, which of course is principle number one when it comes to how to learn internet marketing, we must know how to research and actually find out what it is that people want. That is, of course, if we want to be successful. Now, I'm not saying that tongue in cheek, but I do throw a little sarcasm in there. Some people just want to make money. They don't actually want to be successful. Now, there's a big difference in that for me. See, money comes with success, but success doesn't come with money. You with me on that one? Give some time, some thought perhaps to that little phrase. But that was principle number one, very simply, the ability to research the marketplace. Then we moved on to number two. Once we'd found out what they wanted, we decided to give it to them in exchange for something, their name and email address. We gave them a gift and we built a database using what some people would call a squeeze page or a shy yes page or an invitation to subscribe to a newsletter. Special report, downloadable ebook, audio, video, podcast, whatever. It doesn't matter. We built our database, and once we had our database, then we had the opportunity to move away from principle number two into principle number three, which is, of course, relationship marketing with that list. Actually marketing to the list. This is of key importance. This is where the cash starts to come in. But I recommend to people, as I do myself, and also suggest to others that you build a relationship with the people on your list. Don't just send them stuff for the sake of sending them stuff. This is the difference, once again, between being successful and just making some money. See, for me, I'm in business here for life. First came online around 1998, 99. I did my apprenticeship under one of my great mentors, Mr. Mike Enlow, who mentored me through about the year 2003, helped me increase my income from, you know, literally a government pension as I was back then, $300-something a week. Took that to a mega month, which was a five-figure month. Not just 10, 20 grand either, went well over as well. If you have a look at the product, you'll see what I mean. But the point being, he taught me the value of relationships. And through relationships, I then moved from principle number three into step principle number four, which was joint venture marketing. This was Mike's personal love. And he adored joint venture marketing, taught me the foundation principles there. And that enabled me to take my income from five figures a year to six figures a year and really started moving through the stratosphere. Absolutely fantastic. That was the buzz in the bee, the honey in the pot. Joint venture marketing, magic stuff. If you want to learn about being successful to learn internet marketing, then joint ventures is one of those things you just must have. Let me say again, must have. I'm going to repeat it one more time. Must have to do in your arsenal of marketing weapons. This is something you need to learn. And then we come to today, point number five. So quick, so simple, I only need to leave a minute for it. Not much at all. What is it? It is simply the ability to teach, to inspire, to encourage. See, I like all of my students to become hugely successful in their industries, in their niche marketplaces, in whatever it is that they want to do. I'm not interested in just helping people make money. That comes as a by and by. But I want to help you change your life, show you the magic that goes with it as well. And that comes through the ability to teach, to inspire, to unite, to compel, to urge, to help, not to hinder, not to hold back, not to discard, but instead to motivate others to magic. And when your customers see that in you, I guarantee they will come back, and they will come back, and they will come back time and time and time and time again. Yes, it's not what you thought, is it? And it is so simple that you can encourage somebody else, but the rewards go on forever. So when it comes to this thing, how to learn internet marketing, there you've got my five principles. Of course, there is a lot more to it. I know that, the little bits, but you'll find all of those answers here at paulbars.com, the online business and internet marketing podcast center. Take your time, have a look around, and I'll talk to you again soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.